Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Today's show features love and relationship expert Allie Breen plus Jessica Alsman in studio right after this.
The steam begins to rise, it slowly effervesces. Leaves are crinkling under sweet caresses. I cherish this moment of natural bliss. Nothing's missing. When I'm pissing outside, you don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
Pissing outside.
Come on, America.
Pissing outside. You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
There you go. Come on, you know, a rock, a bush, a shrubbery, a tree. You can go anywhere you please. There's so many things that you can christen, so make it like your mission and just start
pissing outside. Pissing outside. You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
You know my favorite places in the virgin snow. You find a fresh canvas and let it flow. Sign your name and watch it glisten. Unless you're in Alaska, then your task is to go faster, 'cause it freezes and you have to walk backwards
while you're pissing outside. Pissing outside. You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside. Pissing outside. Pissing outside.
Nice.
You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
Because the grass is always greener when you water with your wiener outside.
Coming up, the lovely Allie Breen. Speaking of lovely, look at the ladies in the room here. We have Jessica Alsman is right over there.
Hello.
Trying to hold her back from shooting off her mouth. My Lord.
Filthy Alsman.
It's unbelievable.
What are you talking about? I'm an angel. Kind of.
Be shooting some video footage.
There's a...
Excuse me, we have to introduce
dead cockroach in the ceiling light in the men's bathroom.
Oh.
Probably not a cockroach.
Back to you, Tom.
There's Ace Cosby.
Oh, it's a cockroach.
Hello, world.
Thank you very much, Ace. Proprietor of the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Another excellent one today.
Thank you. Award-winning.
There's
award
a winning. Bounty on his head.
Hey, Allie, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, Allie.
Oh, now, Allie, I don't know if you... Now, you're, of course, as we've said many times, a single woman on the make in New York City.
Yes, I am.
This weekend in Saginaw, Michigan, it's Josh Arnold, Pat Godwin, Al Jackson, and Greg Hahn. I know you know all of them. And you know
all
of them single.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, we came up with a priority list of...
No. Don't be sucked into this, Allie. Run like the wind.
I have nowhere to run to.
Who is the most likely to be engaged in some kind of intimate activity?
The most likely to wake up in a strange bed with a stuffed animal staring him in the face.
Easy. Al Jackson.
Yes.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
Action Jackson.
And then in the number two position, we would have?
I would say, I don't know. I think it's a toss-up. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll say Josh Arnold.
I'm going to go Greg Hahn.
Greg Hahn, for sure.
I was going to say Greg and Josh are neck and neck.
See, Greg works it.
Yeah, he puts in the time.
Josh, you have to come to him. You know.
But girls like that. Girls like a shy guy that's not putting in any effort.
They want to land in your lap.
Hmm. There might be a book there.
In my lap? Yeah, there could be.
Josh takes a book on the road.
Yeah. I'm old fashioned.
Okay. Well, sorry, Pat. Pat Goddard will be our guest tomorrow. He'll come to defend himself.
Pat will do great too. The thing is, they'll all clean up. I was just saying.
Nice.
Nice cover.
They're going to clean up. Now, she said.
They're going to clean up.
Allie, we had an interesting story this morning. I want to share with you by asking a question,
sure.
And I'm not in any way trying to get into your space or your life. We had a news story about changing the sheets on a bed, and it was pretty obvious that. Women tended to do it a lot more often than men. And do you have the numbers of how?
And usually it's once a week. But then after a sexual encounter or sexual activity has happened, what do you think the average man waits to change his sheets? How many days?
Oh, God. It's going to be horrifying, I bet. I don't know. I hope it's more than like once a month.
No. After a sexual activity, they usually wait on the average 11 days to change their sheets.
That's actually not as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a low number.
I know.
Women, they would usually change them within 3 to 4 days. I think women do it within the night, the day.
No, not to get into your personal.
Well, it depends on who's in their bed, probably.
There you go. Now, do you change your sheets on a regular basis, regardless of any activity that may or may not have taken place in your bed?
Yeah, I mean, I probably don't do it as often as I should, but probably once every 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, dirty leg.
It's a little harder in New York City.
Why is
it's
it harder?
It's true, because you don't have a wash and dryer in your apartment.
Right. You got to take it somewhere, and if there are certain stains, I would imagine.
I don't think they're going to go that direction.
Us hillbillies wouldn't get it, would we?
Oh. People are looking at the stains at the laundromat?
Oh, it's kind of like
like
a Rorschach test.
He's so embarrassed by his stuff.
You come in and they go, "Well, Miss Breen, I see you have a Japanese flag."
He loves it.
Loves it. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, that's what he's implying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Menzies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Allie.
Menzies.
What, Allie, what color are your sheets?
Right now they're maroon, but I have like three different sets of
maroon.
Maroon.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, they're like maroon flannel sheets. They're great.
Oh, those are great in the winter. Yeah, sure. Colored.
Hey, has anyone ever used these? Were always like in movies and stuff. Has anyone ever used silk sheets?
No.
I have slept in a bed that had silk sheets, and you sound like you're going to slip out of it.
Slide right.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I can't tell if that would be good or bad.
Now, Josh, what color are your sheets?
They are gray.
What color are yours? Oh, let me guess.
What do you mean?
The whitest.
Black, like whitest, your soul.
So that you can
whitest,
bleach them.
White.
They started out black, but they've been bleached totally white.
No. They're white.
Mine are light blue, about the color of your shirt, actually.
Light blue? Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
I have a set of light blue sheets, too.
Yeah.
Now, Jessica's here, Allie. Jessica just told us she has not changed her sheets yet this year.
I've been really lazy.
Oh my! Are you waiting for them to get up and clean themselves?
Yeah.
And you want to hear the sort of odd part of this is her boyfriend is a very fine young man, and he happens to be in the business of selling appliances so like washers and dryers.
Probably have a really nice washer and dryer.
You've probably got
a great top loader
that spins extra fast.
Yes.
Plays a song when it's done.
Ding-a-ling-ding-ding.
Okay, everyone, come out tonight. Come out tonight.
You know, my washer does that. It does a little song at the end.
Ding-a-ling-ding-ding. Chick, color of the sheets, please.
Like a white, like a very white, and then like a cream.
I have a cream set.
Yeah, Ace, please tell me you have something exotic like Jungle Room Elvis.
On right now, blue flannel, and I've got violet, and I've got red.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice. Yeah.
I would thought about kiss sheets is what I was thinking. Breathing fire, Gene Simmons' face right there by your crotch.
Now, Ellie, have you ever happened to see the bedding of a young chap that you met that was...
The bedding of a young chap.
No one talks like him.
That was...
I have caught a peek at the bedding of a young chap.
No, but
before.
I mean, have you ever like gone to the... You know, some guy's got Star Wars sheets or anything?
Oh, come on.
Just asking. There are guys.
You know what's funny? In college, actually, some guys did. And that is still too old to have that kind of thing. But guys definitely had Star Wars sheets and stuff in college.
I think
since then, it's not...
During football season, I do have Raider pillowcases I use.
Raider pillowcases.
Yeah. Even I don't do that. I don't do the Redskins betting. Well, I have my Whoopi, though. That's true. My Redskins blanket. I
bought a new Whoopi.
Wow.
I got a new Whoopi. It's
now, well, let's move on. Allie Breen is our guest. Allie is a very fine comedian, and she specializes in helping the folks with their love issues. Do we have any letters?
Here we go. Dear Allie, my boyfriend is great in every way one-on-one, but when we're out with friends, he makes the worst jokes and comments that are super awkward and unfunny.
I like this guy.
Tom, you want to tell us what that's like?
I love this guy.
It's super embarrassing and annoying, and I just wish I could make it stop because he's super cute and charming when it's just the two of us.
I
how do
tell
I tell
you how
him?
This ends. And it's not good.
So she wants to know how to approach him.
There's
about this?
There's no way you can get him to change.
Yeah, and guys who are making bad jokes don't know they're making bad jokes.
No.
So it's going to be really insulting.
If they're awkward socially, awkward in public, they're not going to change.
I would argue that oftentimes guys do know they're making bad jokes, and that's kind of the fun of it. I do that all the time.
Yeah, that's
but
because you do it.
Well, yeah.
Well,
but
I think that's a big leap. He thinks he's funny.
Maybe this woman is a humorous.
And you're not socially awkward.
Yeah, she could be. She could be a little too worried about this.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds like somewhat
well, Christy,
cold.
What would you do?
Break up.
Just break up. Just end it.
Well, break it up.
What about it's great when you're out with a guy and he just makes those annoying jokes? Like when you finish everything on your plate and they're like, we didn't like this meal at all.
Yeah.
I do.
Just those
typical
jokes.
I don't like that.
The dad jokes.
No.
I had a server say that to me yesterday.
You did that yesterday at lunch.
I did not. The server said it to me. She goes, well, you clearly hated that.
Oh.
Because my plate was the cleanest.
she said, can I use your squeegee spoon?
He lifted the plate up and licked it.
I remember that we had that news story about the thing that servers hate to hear more than anything is when you come for their plate and you go, I sure hated that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know what,
she reversed that on you.
She did. Yeah, she said it.
She's trying to
she
be
She got
nice.
Her little joke in. Yeah.
I guess you could try to talk to the guy, but it you can't change people.
And do you really need to? Is he really that bad?
If he's that bad.
Or just humiliate him in front of everyone else and say, you're not funny. You know that, right?
You know what? Yeah, no. Actually, I am thinking.
There we go.
Make him break up.
That's right. Start a fist fight, then break up.
Actually, break up with him. Let this guy go find a girl who's going to appreciate it.
But I think Christy may be right. When I was a kid, I had a friend that I got along with great. Everything was fine, but around anyone else, he just turned into this awful human being, and every one of my friends hated him.
Yeah.
Speaking to the choir.
Yeah.
And that man's name was Chick McGee. You know the rest of us.
This guy would say.
No matter how much you love him, you can't change him.
He would just say the worst things all the time. Go, oh, God. So that I didn't want to take him anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you always have to apologize for him. Like, no, he's actually really cool, but I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like that Michigan J. Frog thing.
Yeah.
And where the frog only talks in front of the one guy. And you're saying, this guy's a really good guy, but whenever you try to have him sing like the frog, he can't. You know what I mean? I think, you're not going to. Christy's right. You're not going to change him.
No, sadly.
Okay.
You can't change people.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
What's our next letter?
Dear Allie, I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years, and he says he still gets butterflies when we're together.
Aww.
He's still super romantic and talks about how he knew the first time we kissed that he loved me and I was the one.
So is there a question, is she bothered by his lying?
here we go. Last week, he left his computer on when he went out with his friends.
Uh-oh.
And I searched his old emails and I found him saying the exact same things to his ex-girlfriend. It was from when they were together, so those words seem totally fake now.
Oh,
how do I
God's
bring this
sake.
Up to him without knowing that I snooped?
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, gosh, no, you, ma'am, are 100% in the wrong here. You snooped in his old emails, and now you're going to give him a hard time for things he said back when he was with that person? He didn't do it yesterday.
Yeah.
It was when they were together. What's he supposed to do? He can he's allowed to recycle material.
You ever seen Josh's act?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hack! A lot of that.
Come on.
So Christy. Now she doesn't think he's sincere because he said these
because
things.
Because he's used these lines before?
Well, of course he has. I mean,
I don't think he's sincere either. You do? I think he's insincere. But I mean, she shouldn't have done the digging.
Right.
You think he just means that with every girl he
Yes, he felt something back then for her. Now he feels the same way for you. It's
Break
fine.
Up. Break up.
No, tell him what you did so he can break up with you.
Right. Aww. Snooping is never good.
Yeah.
Unless you find something.
And you know why he left his computer open? He left his computer open because he trusted you.
Yeah.
And you blew it.
Well, and actually, as far as trust goes, he's completely in the right. Right. She's saying he's not cheating. He's not doing anything wrong. She's just finding out that he's unoriginal.
Josh is angry. And for once, I agree with you.
Yeah.
She should not have. She should not have snooped. She would never have known this.
You ruined it. You ruined what could have been a great
Here's
love.
How you get out of
it. It's over.
Here's how you get out of this, he said.
You get a really nice card and write a poem, and you have his name in it.
Right.
And then scratch out his name with a single line through it. Scratch out the other name, right? So, you know, if his name is Steve, you write the poem to John, and then scratch out John and write Steve over the top of it. It's an original card.
That's what she's accusing him of doing.
Sincerity with,
and that's not fair.
Yeah, I think Josh is right.
But
on
she's also not going to be able to get past it. When next time he says something like that, she's going to be like, "Oh, like you said,
you're exactly right." She has spoiled this whole thing.
She's tainted.
Good
her
for
relationship.
You. Good for you, ma'am.
Yeah, be thankful that he even tried to express his feelings. He probably can only do it using the same verbiage every time.
Right. Men are not wordsmiths,
right?
Normally.
Yeah,
some of us.
That's true.
I'm sure you have a whole wavre of
my emotions.
Romantic.
Tom Griswold poem.
The men like Tom and I. We romantic raconteurs.
Yes.
we're the gems. We're the rare.
You're the diamonds in the rough.
That's exactly
yes,
right.
Yes. Josh likes to stand at the end of the bed, take all of his clothes off, and sing "We Will Rock You."
I find that to.
I'm excited just hearing about it, and I'm heterosexual. What do you think of that?
Let's get our next letter.
What we learned from that is you should not snoop, ladies and
gentlemen. Allie Breen, what else have we got?
Yes. Dear Allie, my best friend broke up with her boyfriend, and he moved on right away. She's upset and now keeps making me lie to him about how amazing her life is and how well she's doing to make him jealous.
Oh,
it's backfiring because he doesn't really seem to care. And now I don't know what to tell her because I don't want to be caught in the middle and she won't leave me alone asking about his reactions.
You're
what
already caught in the middle.
Yeah,
because
it's a little tough.
Because you got involved and you started talking to this guy.
Yeah. And you know what? Welcome to life. Yeah. Okay, there are other people alive.
Well,
right?
Wait a minute.
Move to
no,
a desert
no.
island.
You're being a very good friend. You're being a good friend and continue that by telling her the truth. He doesn't care.
Right.
She needs to hear it.
Move on.
It's going to hurt her feelings.
She needs to move on.
Yeah.
People's egos won't take that, though. She'll be like, he's just acting like he doesn't care. Do more. God. I think it'll keep going.
I think Greg Hahn has the greatest joke about this. Remember that line of Greg's?
Which one?
Oh, when he breaks up with somebody?
Yeah.
He texts them?
He breaks,
8 years.
He runs into her 8 years later. She's got 4 kids. Come on, honey. Move on.
Get on with your life.
Get on
I'm
with
not
your life.
Coming back.
I'm not coming back. She's got 4 kids. Okay. All right, we got time for one
so
more,
Allie.
That's
so true, though. I think people do feel that way. Dear Allie, I met a girl Tuesday. She gave me her Facebook info, and I got in touch with her the next day. We made an official date for the following week, and I told her I'd call her that morning. When I reached out, she didn't respond. So I later messaged her on Facebook to confirm, and she told me the date was off because I went so long without messaging her and then wished me luck in my future dating life.
Okay.
I'm so confused. Is she being needy or should I have been more attentive?
It sounds to me like you dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds to me like you need to go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to start throwing rules at you.
Yeah. Lord.
Get away. Run as fast as you can.
I didn't know I had to check in every hour after I asked you out on a date. It's my fault. Yeah.
This poor guy.
Yeah, move on.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that one is indeed.
Yeah, that is a strange thing to get upset about.
Yeah.
Well, we've learned a lot today in the show, including everyone's.
As usual, help no one and everyone should break up.
Everyone's.
Yep, pretty much.
sheet color.
Oh, mine's white. I don't think I said that.
Well.
Well, they're kind of gray now.
It can't possibly be white.
81 days ago, it was white.
I'll wash them tonight.
We have sheet-shamed you. I apologize. Okay.
Wow. Do a wash. Come on.
You haven't washed your sheets since the New Year's Eve.
I bet your bed looks like pig pen. You sit down on it, just a dust cloud.
I shower every night before I go to bed.
My
I am a clean,
God,
clean
woman,
girl.
Do a wash.
When I feel like
I don't think you should
bed.
Wash them. I think you should burn them.
They're too expensive.
Or just
see them.
Wow. I mean, they're probably.
Do you Tom? Do you wash your sheets every time on the sanitized setting? When you wash them?
I handle all of my own laundry. I do not handle the bedding.
You don't?
No, I'm not allowed to.
That's it.
Oh, there must
I feel like Tom
incident.
Gets a new mattress every month.
Yeah, evidently he's got enough.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one. Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.